USA, 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 USA. Oh, poor for the course takes on a Ryder Cup preview. Nobody gives you the content 8 hours before the Ryder Cup tees off like poor for the course. We are here. We are a couple pours deep. We're talking Ryder Cup. We can feel the wind from Bryson's practice swings teeing off tomorrow at 7 a.m.
We're 7 hours and 50 minutes away.
7 hours, 50 minutes until we can finally take those Europeans down. It's been 4 years. The cup is coming home this year, guys. I feel it. Guys, we've been talking Ryder Cup all week. We've been checking clips, talking about Bethpage. Seems like the crowd's getting juiced up. I'm pumped. This morning we had a whole conversation about Bryson's got to hit the first tee ball. It sounds like Captain Keegan is finally reading our texts, and him and JT are going out there. JT might do 20 push-ups on the first tee plus chug a PBR. It might be the most American thing you've ever seen, but we are stoked to talk about the Ryder Cup. This will not be a long episode, but we got to get some of our feelings about what might be ahead for this weekend in New York.
I can't wait. I'm pumped. We are riding on fumes after playing for 3 days, but there's going to be just an extra, you know, extra juice, extra energy in the air come tomorrow morning as we get ready for a 7-10, peg it up and let it fly. And I think Bryson's going to let it fly. And I think the fans are going to let Team USA know that they're there. They're going to be full-throated. We're going to be ready to rock. And Europe's talking a strong game, paying homage to the boys that won on foreign soil. And you know what? I think it's time to just take them out to the back of the woodshed. Yeah. And I know there's questions of people, and like, I just think everybody can gel together on this USA team, and we are going to go and just put a walloping on them. So I'm pumped. Can't wait for it. And it's gonna be a fun weekend.
Yeah, this is one of those weekends you look forward to for some amount of time, right? It's been on the calendar, especially at Bethpage, New York, big time golf course, big time event. It's best players in the world going at it. Match play, it's just, I mean, the setting is perfect. The, you know, you get goosebumps thinking about it. Ready for the balls to be in the air, ready for the tournament to start. And, you know, I'm amped. Bryson going for the green on number one. It's 7:10 in the morning, New York time. I can only imagine being there in the stands watching that shot as Bryson's standing over his tee ball, you know, giving the, you know, raise the noise, give me the noise, and just hits a 360-yard drive right at the green, and JT gets it up there, and they make birdie and win the first, and just get it off to the right start, you know. Get it rolling early. Win the first three holes, and just start it off alt shot, and then keep the momentum rolling.
Yeah, I mean, we don't want to let this pregame talk about the Ryder Cup get too legitimate, but that's the one thing that they've got to do is they've got to get out to early leads, because we got out to early deficits in Europe and it did not go well at all. The momentum was behind the Europeans. They had the fans, they had the birdies, they had everything going on those first three holes in the last Ryder Cup, and it just was not good for the Americans. So I am very happy that there are two punchable individuals playing against Bryson and JT in the first match in Jon Rahm and Tyrrell Hatton. I put the over-under for broken clubs for Lord Tyrrell Hatton. Put the over-under broken clubs at 1.5 for that group. I think they're both coming from the European side. I would love to see a bent-over wedge at some point in front of some New York fans.
Love your take on that. would also love to get your take on your favorite European golfer on the planet, a one Elijah Craig fanboy, Mr. Bobby McIntyre, which, to be fair, Matt probably shared too much information to the cart boy at Kingsley, but he can fill you in on that.
I might have come out of the gun a little hot this morning, talking about Bobby Mac for the Europeans. I believe my exact quote was, "I'm a left-handed golfer myself, and I don't even want to watch this guy swing." So he's the only player in the world who has a plus handicap as a left-handed golfer, and I do not want to watch you hit a golf ball. It's just not a good swing. He cheats to win Scottish Opens. It's just not good, okay? It's just, we can't have this kind of stuff going on in the European locker room. I don't know what's going on. He must be good because they got him on the team, but I just don't like him. I don't want to play with him. I don't want to watch him play golf. If he's leading a golf tournament, I don't want to see it. If anything, I'm turning it on because I want him to lose. I just don't like this guy. He just gives me all the wrong vibes. So I'm excited to see him lose, but I'm hoping, Matt, you've got the matches pulled up on your phone maybe. Is he playing against Colin Morikawa? Because, I mean, unfortunately, he's not. Okay. All right. So we've got Xander and Pat the Hat. Pat with a hat this year is what I read in the news. Playing against Bob McIntyre and Victor Hovland. I love Victor. He's great. But that's going to be tough. I think Xander, no pun intended here, he's potentially an X factor. If he's the Xander of last year, we're in business. If he's the Xander of the beginning of this year coming back from injury, then we're in trouble. But I like the matchups. I'm very concerned that Keegan is playing Colin Morikawa in the first match. I'm very concerned about that.
Hey guys, good morning. How's it going? Oh, great. I just hate Bobby McIntyre. I think that was how fast we jumped into hatred for Bobby. So to the Colin Morikawa comment, I think we're all nervous. But I think in the time that we spent in the car talking about it, I think I've worked myself into, this is a brilliant play by Cap, because you need to know what you're going to get from Colin. And everybody just thinks, okay, sit him. But he's here for a reason. He picked him for a reason. And you're going to throw him out in the morning, and you're going to say, hey, can you go toe-to-toe with a guy like Rory? Because if you can, and you can become the new Captain America, we don't have a period anymore. If you can be the new Captain America, then, yeah, you're going to ride this guy, and he's going to be the hot hand, and you're going to be like, wow, we've got a new shining star for Ryder Cups. And if he's not, great. Then you're sitting him until Sunday. And you've got a reason to. Okay, hey, you couldn't go toe-to-toe with him. Here's your challenge. Now I got to let my young guy, because Tommy was calling out how we've got some fresh blood. We got to make sure that they get integrated into this whole mix and know what the vibe's like and make sure that they're not nervous and shaking in their boots. So this is probably like his one and only chance to show why he should be playing on Saturday. So I think it's a good move, and it's like, get it out of the way early. And if he doesn't get you a win, it's against Rory, where I think Rory's expected to probably win. Him and Tommy are expected to probably win. So I think it's a good play. It's a good move. And I don't dislike it.
Yeah, I'm looking at the matchups, right? You've got Bryson and JT against Rahm and Hatton. I mean, that's going to be a slugfest. And it's, you know, the winner of that really sets the tone for kind of the rest of the morning. You've got Scotty and Russell Henley against Ludvig and Fitzpatrick. It's going to be close too. I feel like you got to give the edge a little bit to the U.S. on that one. You know, just given Scotty's far and away the best player in the world. But you know, alt shot, anything can happen. And you know, the Europeans are traditionally good, but you know, for whatever reason, the U.S. has been decent on U.S. soil. So you know, who knows what's going to happen there. you got to give the edge to the Europeans in match three with Rory and Fleetwood against Colin and Harris. You know, just the combination of Rory's driving, Fleetwood's iron game. It's going to be tough to beat. And then Xander and Patrick versus Bobby Mack and Victor Hovland, you know, who knows? So I think, you know, on the U.S. side, if Bryson and JT can get out early and set the tone and get a lead and build that momentum, I think that's going to carry, you know, match two, match three, and into match four. And it's going to set the tone. And I think it's going to, if they can get out early and you know, kind of put a stamp on match one, I think that's going to help the team just kind of, you know, get out to a lead in the morning session on Friday and keep going.
I think something that's unique about what each captain is doing is each captain is putting their most emotionally charged duo out first. I mean, as much as I'm joking about the broken clubs 1.5 line for Rahm and Hatton, those two are going to have some fist pumps if they are playing well, and they are fiery. At the same time, like, I mean, Bryson might hit it 350 out of bounds on a hole, and he might get the crowd juiced. Like, you know, he's just going to be excited. JT obviously is going to kind of bring the heat and be, you know, his hateable Ryder Cup self, but he's on our team, right? So he's our hateable guy. So I don't know. I just think that was a unique strategy. Is there's going to be a lot of emotion in the first group. Could be some controversy in that first group. Let's just be honest. I don't think John Rahm likes Bryson very much.
So, question though, as you're looking at that first group, how do you think JT feels being the outlier, the outcast, the non-live member in the first group?
You know, I'm concerned because this is a three-day golf tournament. Okay, and so I'm concerned that I'm concerned that these three guys are just more experienced in more of a sprint format, whereas JT is more of a marathoner. But you know, you do bring up a good point. It's something I'm gonna have to think about overnight, but I'll be prepared to think about it between 6 and 7 tomorrow morning.
I think JT loves the fact that he is going off in the first group with a guy like the spotlight. When it's bright, he wants to be in it. So I think he's going to be gobbling up the eyeballs and the attention. I think it's going to be sick. Just can't wait.
How about predictions for the morning matches tomorrow? What do we want to say? What are our projections?
I'm going to go 2.5.
My gut is 2-2. Like, my gut is it's a wash in the morning. I think there'll be some fireworks. I think there's going to be a lot of back and forth. But I think at the end of the day, after 18-hole matches, I think it's going to be 2-2.
Who are your two?
Oh, good. I think Bryson and JT get it done. I think Scotty gets it done. And then I think the Europeans close out the back two matches.
So we got the same. I've got the half for the group four. I think if those guys can get a half point, that's good.
You guys have me torn. I mean, I wanted to say 3-1, but as I evaluate the facts of the matter here, you know, it's alt shot in the morning, right? So traditionally, not our format overseas. Better, you know, over here in the U.S. But 2-2 would be a win for the U.S. just because this is not their format. I mean, I think we can ball strike them to death in the afternoon session. But yeah, I guess if I'm going to be a little bit of a homer, I'm going to probably go 2.5, 1.5. And I think that last match is going to go down to the final two or three holes. So I think that that's I think that's going to be a great match. That last match. I mean, there's some ball strikers. And Bob, like, as much as I don't like him, we talked about this in the morning. The guy gets the ball in the hole. I mean, it might look like the ugliest left-handed golf swing you've ever seen to embrace any tour, anywhere, at any time. But the guy just gets it. He just gets it in the hole, and he can flat-out putt. So that's kind of a frustrating thing in match play when you can consistently make those 8 to 15-footers. So, yeah, I'll be excited. You know, I'm hoping Mike Tirico kind of brings us into the morning. You know, there's just something special about Mike Tirico's voice hitting the air and you're drinking a cup of coffee. Just reminds me of when NBC's got those open championships and all feels right in the world. So we've got quite the day lined up. You guys got anything else about the Ryder Cup for tomorrow? Or you want me to take us out? We got a day lined up, boys. We got an early morning. We got to watch these balls fly in the air and watch some USA chants and grab some breakfast sandwiches and head home and, you know, maybe stream it on the iPad. You know, I don't know. We'll see what happens. We got 6 hours in the car, so we'll figure it out. But, you know, guys, cheer hard tomorrow. USA, pour for the course, out.